I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we got to talk real quick. Our IT/engineering staff member just came in. And every time this gentleman comes in the studio, I think the guitar player for Faith No More has just walked in the room. Abe, do you concur? I mean, he's got the colored frames, he's got the hair. I mean, this dude looks like he should be on stage somewhere.
I don't know, Faith. No, I mean, I'm aware of the band. I don't know how they look, though. Sorry.
Oh, hey. You're dead to me.
I'm aware of the music. I just don't.
Well, just look up Faith No More and then look at the guitar player. And you go, hey, Mike's right. Another one of my Dennis Miller like crazy references that like five people out of like 100,000 listening to the show today will catch. That's what I do. That's what I do. Hey, man, Carl's off this week. Our man Abe is filling in. This hour of the show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Real quick, before we get to the dog report, and we got some stuff on the U versus UGA, and Miami fans are sounding off. Not that anybody who's a Miami fan here in Atlanta actually went to the University of Miami. They just make a nice living for themselves, either tinting windows or doing lawn care, but they get fired up over the U. But that's coming up in a second. First, did you see Pablo Torre's latest tweet? The former ESPN, is he still with ESPN? What is his affiliation right now, Day-Day? Because Pablo Torre for many years was, you know, part of the rotation of ESPN reporters. Anyway, Pablo Torre has really dug in, a la Mike Wallace 60 Minutes, on this Bill Belichick and his Jordan Hudson, his young lady friend, who is now saying that, no, she's nowhere near North Carolina. And a lot of folks now are starting to realize, wait a minute, not only has Bill Belichick been dating her for a while, it goes all the way back to when he was the head coach of the New England Patriots. And now reports from Pablo Torre, she was actually around Patriots practice when she may have been 19 or 20.
Okay, and?
No, I mean, look, hey, the heart wants what the heart wants, and it doesn't bother me, but it just is interesting for a guy who had this veneer of invincibility and an impenetrable wall with the media of, you know, basically it's the football team and he's so well organized and nothing is a distraction. And now you've been getting, I'm just saying, some guys are going to say, wow, any correlation between Tom Brady leaving, the team going to crap, you can't draft anymore, and you're basically chasing skirt.
And all of that's fine. I feel like people are talking way too much about whether she was 19 or whether she was 20. Like, is there a huge difference between the 5 months of one age?
Not to me, like, but to some people get fired up over it. She's a teenager.
Well, here's the thing.
A teenager.
Yeah, the whole teen part for a 70-year-old.
If Pablo Torre wants teenager. To suggest, if and because this is what it really boils down to. If Pablo Torre wants to suggest that they were meeting while she was underage, then do that. But if you're trying to make me feel some different way about whether she's 19 or the next day she's 20 and now it's okay, it doesn't, whatever. Like, it's weird and abnormal to begin with.
Well, here's the thing, though. As we said in Catholic school, when we lie, the saints cry. And the whole origin story of how they met is now been proved to be a fabrication. And that Bill Belichick misrepresented the truth about it. And now we know why his girlfriend got so antsy on that Sunday morning CBS interview. Because their origin story, the timeline doesn't match up. And if you go back to it, Carl will be back next week. Carl and I were talking about this last week. Pablo Torre really went for it. Now,
yeah.
Again, she was already around the Patriots organization back in 21, and Torre, this is according to Awful Announcing's website, he sourced 11 people for his recent story, filled with some really interesting details. Some people may not know, and apparently, that Jordan Hudson was around the Patriots, around Belichick when he was coach of the Patriots. That was not common knowledge before that CBS interview, and maybe explains why she got so, well, a little upset about the nature of the questioning and why she shut it down.
Yeah, because
so that's all. I mean, all I'm saying is a story isn't a story until somebody starts lying about it.
Yeah, because at 19, now you got to wonder, okay, what is she doing around the Patriots? Like, what is this all about? How is this taking place?
And you don't
What's
wonder
going
that
on?
If she's 20?
Like, well, no, point, we weren't wondering when she was
let's
at 20.
Let's be honest here.
But we weren't wondering because the story was that they met on the flight. Now we're wondering, okay, mm-hmm. if she was 19, did you really still meet on the flight? Why is she hanging around at 19 years old, hanging around the Patriots?
And like, a previous relationship with a 64-year-old when she may have been 18.
Right. So,
according to his timeline,
look,
when he came out of the woodwork 2 weeks ago.
I don't care if she's 18. Well, first of all, I don't care any of it. But I don't care if she's 18 or 19 or 20. It's either legal or it's not. And if you're Pablo Torre and you're toeing the line, kind of inferring a little bit but not saying it, you see what I'm saying? Like, it either is or it isn't.
But here's the thing. You know, if this is anything else, okay, and Keith Morrison from Dateline shows up at your door. So you were dating her when she was a teenager. She was 19. She was a teenager. Yeah, she was 19. You were dating a teenager, and you were 68 years of age.
Okay.
That's how it plays on Dateline.
If she has a Tuesday birthday.
A teenager.
If she has a Tuesday birthday, on Monday.
They always say it three times,
too. On Monday, she's 19.
She was a teenager.
And on Wednesday, she's 20. I'm supposed to feel different about it? I don't.
I'm just telling you, this is, again, I'm just telling you how the rest, some, not all, because as we know, there's folks who say live and let live, and I spent some time over in Europe back in the day, and older guys and younger girls is no big deal. But it is a little interesting. When you are the NFL's winningest coach, or well, Shula is, he's the greatest coach, some would say, and you created this image where you were always in control. And some people would say, well, maybe there were some distractions down the stretch as you lost your way. Your team was no longer the straight invincible squad. You couldn't find a quarterback to replace Brady. And by the way, you may be playing grab bag with a 19-year-old.
I have no problem.
And I know that's what they're saying on Boston radio right now.
I have no problem with Pablo Torre. He's some people's cup of tea and some people not his cup of tea. But what he's saying is not what he's trying to suggest.
Did you meet her online? Was it a sugar daddy website?
He knows what he's trying to say, and he won't say it.
Well, he's dancing around the subject.
Yeah,
that's
my point.
But it's titillating if Pablo Torre is now relevant.
Yeah.
And this, like, if this is any other coach, it's Bill Belichick. I mean, hey, with all due respect, you can't sit there and treat people like crap the way Belichick did for his entire career. Look, I get it. You get dumb questions over the course of a press conference, and you have to do them every day as an NFL head coach.
Right.
But over the time that you treated people like crap, and you thought your stuff didn't stink, and now people are going to have some fun and relish getting underneath your fingernails because you've teed it up for them. So that's all it is. That's what I'm saying, that if there's people that are interested or not interested, those that are, that's the reason why.
Yeah, it's interesting. I go back to the UNC thing. Like, what?
Because that's another thing. Because now you're not an employee of Bob Kraft. You're the employee of the state of North Carolina.
Right.
And that's where it's a whole other, you know, under the microscope for some folks. A booster group that was basically, if you read the article that I guess it was ESPN came out with about 2 months ago, that there was a real power struggle between the chancellor and their board of trustees about should you hire Belichick in the first place. And now you get this soap opera.
How much winning? How much winning would it take from Belichick at UNC for this to be irrelevant? Because if they go 10-2 under Belichick in year one, people would be like, wow, what an incredible hire, what an incredible turnaround. Like, is 6-6 okay with this sideshow? Because you certainly can't go 4-8 with this sideshow and expect UNC to continue to keep you employed.
So y'all need to have your kids, have your wife.
Now, here's the wrong side of the argument from BMW lover. He goes, nobody complained when Hugh Hefner did it and exploited them in magazines. You're really going to compare the guy who was part of and responsible for the sexual revolution and the publisher of Playboy magazine with a head football coach of a college football team, let alone an NFL team? I mean, it's a little bit of apples to pineapples, not oranges, dude. So clear out your headgear, BMW
lover. By the way, like, is anyone complaining? Like, it's weird. We're talking about it and we're acknowledging it because it doesn't seem like something Belichick would do. Are people really complaining about it, though?
No, people are just getting that. They're just enjoying the titillated side of it. Yeah. And the fact that, again, Mr. Button Down is now been revealed for just being a bit of a weirdo.
Yeah, I think
And letting a girl basically wrap him around his finger, as we said, like some billionaire with a stripper, and the family's upset she's going to take all the money away.
Yeah, I think it's more of that right there, where we've had this image of Bill Belichick. I mean, we even had the players talking about how he was used to always be on them about how they handled their dating life and things of that nature, and now all of this is transpired with him.
Right.
With, you know, it's just kind of,
it's the same reason with Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer now telling everybody, you know, I almost quit Ohio State because they wouldn't let me have Bible study, or I couldn't promote this Bible event.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, so that's the thing. If you're going to start being Pope Urban and you hold yourself to this higher standard, and then you find out that you're looking the other way when guys are shooting at people in Gainesville and punching out your own coaches, and then when you basically have a chick back her butt into you at a nightclub, and then it's all of a sudden, oh, but wait, you're projecting this image. Hello, Mr. Total hypocrite fraud. If you set yourself up, that's the thing. If Belichick, you've set yourself up for this. That's why some people are enjoying this expose. Other people, I get it. Abe, some folks, doesn't bother. They don't care. And that's your prerogative. But I'm just saying, when you do and you follow the course that he took for so many years, when this stuff starts to happen, people want to hear about
it. And don't get me wrong. Like, I am following it, and I am mildly fascinated by it just because it is so out of character. But it feels like people are writing about it as if it's supposed to bother me.
It doesn't bother you, but if you're a Patriots fan and this great legacy, and of course, Bill Belichick, we know the legacy is all that matters to him. That's why his buyout goes down so low, because he's looking to get back in the NFL and pass Shula off the all-time wins list. I mean, it drives him crazy that Arthur Blank basically went to Bob Kraft, we believe, and then his advisor said, now, if we bring Belichick in, you know, he's lost his fastball, not the way to go. Look, I don't know how it would have gone with Belichick. I didn't want him. I wanted Jim Harbaugh, for the record, because I thought that Belichick's third act would not match Dan Reeves' third act. I didn't want any part of it. And now you begin to realize that this guy's eye is off the ball.
Yeah.
A guy whose life was dedicated to football, a monk-like devotion to football. Hey, I get it. It's a free country. You want to have sex with a 19-year-old, knock yourself out. But if you want to put yourself up for this standard you've established, and now this goes this way, people want to hear about it.
And that's why it goes back to UNC for me. Like, how good does he have to be before they're like, we're not going to play a second year with this nonsense.
Right.
I mean, you got to be good because, again, 4-8 after 1 year, considering the buyout situation they built into that contract, like, if I'm UNC and all these storylines continue through football season, if you go 4-8, you're gone.
Well, again, when you go from the Belichick to total control freak in every aspect, then the story that came out, you know, a few weeks ago, that basically an effort to promote the North Carolina Tar Heel program through HBO's version of like Hard Knocks for college gets shut down by your girlfriend. And then it was like, well, what's that? And it happened, and it's documented. So he's denied it, but a lot of folks are saying that's not the case. Anyway, either way, you guys can sound off on it. We can actually do a poll question. Do you care about this Belichick? Does it matter to you that Belichick was dating a 19-year-old in a parentheses, 20-ish, when he was coaching the Patriots? Or like, Abe, it doesn't matter to you, you don't care. I just think it's interesting when a guy acts like such a jank blank, and now this comes up. A lot of folks are going to have some fun at your expense. That's the nature of the beast, baby. Hey, man, this hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We'll come back. We'll take more calls on that if you want to sound off at 404-726-0929. We'll also get back into the third quarter, if you will, of the Falcons schedule with the release yesterday. Abe in for Carl on Dukes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Bell. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We've been breaking down the new Falcons schedule. A lot of people getting fired up over that Bill Belichick conversation. Some guys going, I'm with Abe. I don't care what a man does behind closed doors. That's cool. I'm just giving you the argument why some people are compelled to want to know if she was a teenager. Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell with Abe Villain for Carl. We'll look at the schedule and get our man Mark Ramondi's take on it from ESPN.com. Also a big fan of wrestling and MMA. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Mark, how was rookie minicamp, by the way? It seems like we got some really good dudes. We had a great time talking to some of these guys.
Yeah, 100%. I think there's definitely a lot of excitement, and there should be, about what the Falcons are bringing in as far as the rookies go. Those top four guys, I mean, we're talking about guys that could be starting potentially week one, and certainly players that they believe will be getting significant time in 2025, which was not the case so much for last year's draft class, right? So definitely a lot of excitement around those four guys, and even, you know, a guy like Jack Nelson, the seventh round pick, and some of the undrafted guys were pretty highly touted as well, like the Kobe Bryants and the Joshua Grays and so on and so forth. So definitely some excitement in Flowery Branch right now.
Before we get to the schedule, another question about the rookies, and I don't know if it's just the Twitter world that is toxic in the way that it is, but why does it feel like there's pressure on James Pierce to be so impactful immediately and maybe not as much on Jalen Walker?
Probably because the Falcons traded up and they traded a first-round pick to come back and get him. That's probably where that is coming from, because I guess the feeling is that if they don't, they basically took their first round pick next year and used it already this year. So if he doesn't end up becoming an impact player, I guess there will be a feeling, there'll be a perception that that trade did not work out and they gave up too much for it.
Talking with Mark Ramondi, guys.
Fair or unfair? Yeah. I mean, fair or unfair, but that's yeah.
I mean, Pierce, you know, it's funny. We had the first interview with him, you know, the day of Friday after the draft. And, you know, it's just hard because Jalen Walker is just so impressive, Mark. I mean, he just feels like a team captain. You can see this guy, you know, being like a Jesse Tuggle for this team. And then, you know, and Pierce is a different energy, and that's fine. But then he sounded much more animated, much more comfortable, and you can't argue with the speed and the size element. Just how quickly does it come to bear, though, as a weapon?
That's a really good question, and that's something that they're probably asking themselves right now. And I had the same experience with Pierce. I don't know you know, I'm not sure where some of those reports and some of those rumors were coming from about, you know, character issues or attitude issues. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty confident in the coaching staff, Raheem Morris and company, their ability to kind of suss that type of thing out, because I don't think Raheem Morris wants someone in the locker room that's not going to be a positive force, I believe. And
right.
So I think that they did their research and they vetted him and they met with him and they did – you know, they cross their T's and dot their I's as far as that goes. And, you know, now it's just a matter of getting the most out of him on the edge, which is where the Falcons need the most help. And he's a guy that, you know, on paper just blows you away, right, with the speed. And, man, just, you know, seeing him there in uniform, that is a big individual. I mean, that is a big boy. And, you know, for a guy with that size who will surely put on weight, put on muscle in the NFL, for him to be running a 4.47, I mean, that is, I mean, we're talking about traits upon traits upon traits. And now it's a matter of Jeff Ulbrich and the team to kind of get the most out of him.
Mark Remondi, ESPN's Atlanta Falcons reporter on the WadeFord.com hotline. It's Abe in for Carl here on Dukes and Bell. Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's been my understanding that teams get to choose if they want to buy before or after an international game. And obviously the Atlanta Falcons said neither of them. And so the league has given it to them in week five. Why do you think there's no buy for the Falcons after that game against the Colts in Berlin?
I don't know if that is still a thing in the NFL. I'm not 100% sure, if I'm being honest. I know that it was at one point, but they are doing so many more international games now that it may no longer be that easy of a step. I will say this, week five, it is a freaking early bye. I mean, that is, you know, I thought last year's bye was a little bit too late. This one is too early. I don't think there's any doubt about it because, I mean, week five, it's like you don't even know where your team is yet. So how do you make the correct adjustments in the bye week when, you know, you're only four games in? I mean, you don't know anything about the team yet. I mean, remember last year, you know, four games in? We didn't know what the team was going to be. And I'm not a fan of it, but this is the league, right? You know, everyone kind of has their obstacles to go through, and the best team is going to be there at the end, right? So if the Falcons are good and they're legit in 2025, the week five bye won't matter. And we'll, you know, we'll see what happens. But certainly, I think most teams would agree that that would be a little bit too early for them to really have, you know, you want the bye to have as much impact as you possibly can to give guys rest and also have, you know, do some, you know, self-eval, self-scout. Yeah. Week five is real early for that.
Yeah, I hate this early bye. I said it last night. We were looking at this. We had all the leaks and we were trying to put it together. We got about 70% right. But I do know that this first quarter, we talked about Tampa Bay. We're getting an early test for this defense, especially, although who knows what J.J. McCarthy is going to be on Sunday Night Football at Minnesota. By the time you joined us, Mark, we're on to week 11, Carolina. Now, everybody just assumes that we're going to beat Carolina. They embarrassed us last year. Do you look at these defensive additions, especially as Abe brought up earlier, the guys we've added in the nickel that are really going to make this complementary football work so much better?
You know, it's certainly possible, and you know, I think the Carolina game, these division games are hard. I mean, you know, that's, you go 1-1, and you're satisfied with that. Sure, you know, surely, I really do, and it was my bold prediction last night. You know, when we did our schedule stuff and our analysis, I feel like the Falcons have to sweep the Saints this year. They have to go 2-0. It's been a long time since that's happened. You know, 2017 was the last time that happened, but I think that this is the year they have to do it. And you could make the argument that the same thing with the Panthers, right? You know, if you're really going to be a legit team, if you're going to be a playoff team, a team that could possibly win playoff games, you have to take care of business. And there's a stretch of the schedule where there's you never know what teams are going to be, right? We're in May, but if you look at there's a stretch of the schedule, five games where they're playing, you know, they're playing Carolina and they're playing the Jets and they're playing New England and they're playing Indianapolis. And that stretch of games to me is the biggest stretch in the entire season, because I think they need to go, they got to go 4-1 at least, I think, in that stretch. You guys know what I'm talking about. Between week 9 and week 13 is that stretch. And I really believe that that is the, I had that circled. Like, they need to take care of business against those teams that they really should beat. And I'm saying if they're as good as they want to think, they have to beat these teams, right? And that's kind of the time period that they have to do it.
Mark, five primetime games. I think that's tied for third with a bunch of other teams. Chiefs have the most, Cowboys second most, and Falcons right there with five. What does the league giving the Falcons five primetime games tell you about what they think this team can be this year?
I think the league believes the Falcons are going to have a very explosive offense, and I tend to agree with them based on what we saw from Michael Penix Jr. those last three games last season, as well as, you know, Bijan Robinson continues to get better. And by the end of the season, I thought he was one of the top three running backs in the entire league. And you have, you know, Drake London, and, even going further than that, you know, the Darnell Mooney's of the world and Tyler Allgeier. I mean, this is a team that can have a top 10 offense, if not better. And I think the NFL sees that, and you want to put your best possible product aesthetically, right? Your best aesthetic product on television in prime time. And that could be the Falcons. They may not be able to stop many teams. I do think that their defense will be better than it was last year, which is not saying a whole lot, if we're being honest. But certainly they're going to be able to put points on the board, they believe. And I think the NFL sees that as well. And that's where that confidence comes from. Like, hey, this team, we don't know how good they're going to be, but we think they're going to score a lot of touchdowns. So we'll see.
Right. You bet on Michael Penix Jr. As we said, as Mark Ramadi, guys from ESPN.com, joins us. You know, just wanting Michael Penix to be the man doesn't mean he's going to be the man. But the big question, of course, will be, how does that, and I've asked you this a million times, so I'll ask a million and one, how does the Kirk Cousins thing play out? You think they'll just have him on, you think it'll be cool to have him on the roster when they open camp end of July and still anticipate the 1 in 1,000 shot that a team needs a quarterback?
I think that is the most realistic scenario. And I think also the last question you guys asked about the primetime games, I do think that Kirk Cousins still being there is also plays a part in that, because there's that kind of drama, there's that storyline, you know, Penix and Cousins, that's how it was last year. So I think there's also a little bit of intrigue, like league-wide, about that. And if Kirk is going to be around, because that's what everyone wants to know. Is Kirk Cousins going to be on this team moving forward? You know, he's made it through free agency. He has made it through the draft. You know, any possible normal trade windows are pretty much over unless someone gets hurt. And quarterbacks do get hurt. And I've said this on this show, I think, several times.
Right.
So I think that's probably what the Falcons are waiting for. You know, is someone going to get hurt in OTAs? Is J.J. McCarthy not going to be all the way ready? Is Aaron Rodgers, who Lord knows where he is right now, maybe doing ayahuasca or something in Mexico, is he going to go to the Steelers like people think in Pittsburgh? We don't know. And that's all going to be dependent. You know, that the Cousins situation is going to be dependent on all those things.
You guys are talking some big picture stuff. I'm over here just focused on decisions that win games. And, of course, I'm talking about a kicker competition. Younghoe Koo, is it just him and Lenny Craig? Or are there expected to be some other guys brought in? Is there actually going to be a competition? Or are they comfortable that, injuries aside, Younghoe Koo is still what he needs to be? It seems like it's one of the few areas of real interest in terms of camp competitions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, those are things that are still kind of playing itself out. I do think I still have a confidence that Younghoe Koo will be the starting kicker for the Falcons this year. I'm not sure what is going to happen in OTAs and training camp, but you know, if you are of the belief that a lot of those struggles last year were due to injury, which, you know, ended his season in 2024, then you know, you kind of go back to his baseline, which was pretty darn good. You know, when he was right, he was one of the more consistent kickers in the entire league. And maybe he gets back to that. We don't know. I guess they're going to, you know, they have the kid from Germany, you know, Lenny Craig, like you said, and right. Maybe they bring in somebody else and there'll be a competition this year, which there really wasn't last year. And we'll see, you know, we'll take it from there. I really feel like, guys, that there's a lot more competition going into this summer than there was last year. Like last year, you could almost do your 53-man projection, you know, in May or June before right. Training camp even started. And you probably could have gotten 49 out of 53 names, right? I don't think it's that way this year. I think it's going to be a lot more competition in camp.
One thing, as Mark Ramadi from ESPN joins us, guys, we've talked so much about, you know, the edge and the outside linebacker, and I heard the comments of Matthew Judon. It sounded a bit like sour grapes. I think it more goes at a point that Jimmy Lake was just in over his head, and that was a bad hire. But with Jeff Ulbrich and this group, what about defensive tackle? Because I know we got enough athletes, and we got guys. We know what Jalen Walker can do. It really sucks for Braylon Trice, because now he's looking up in the depth chart. But what do you think about the interior of the D-line? Do we have enough depth there?
That is a massive question, and I really thought at some point they were going to address that in the draft, and they didn't end up doing it. I really thought with one of those first four picks, they would have gotten an interior defensive lineman. They didn't end up doing that. And, I mean, that could be one of two things. That could be them just thinking that they got good value with the other prospects, which I would argue they probably did. But you're going to be depending a lot this year on guys like Ruka Roro and Brandon Dorlus, the young players, you know, guys who are under 25 years old. Zach Harrison is another one. You know, he's going into year three, but he's only 24, I believe, now. So right. you have to depend a lot on young players and got to see what you can get out of a 30-something-year-old David Onyemata. You know, he's going to have to be a mentor for those younger players, and he's going to have to produce because they don't have, You know, even a guy like Eddie Goldman, which, you know, was right. kind of like a throwaway. He was a throwaway signing last year, right? And he ended up playing pretty well as a run stopper at times. And they don't have him. They don't have Grady Jarrett. So they lost a lot. Right. You know, Morgan Fox is going to have to be a guy. He's more known for his you know, penetration and his pass rush.
Right.
But he's going to have to be, you know, on first and second down. Someone's got to stop the run. And there is no obvious answer to that right now on paper.
All right, we got to rock and roll, but real quick, the odds at Nick Nash is on the starting 53. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by this guy. I know that everyone's compared the Puka Nacua like 40 time, and Nash wasn't a burner at the combine. But, I mean, you catch as many passes as this guy has. It's kind of intriguing.
100%. And you know what? Rookie minicamp looked pretty darn good. Caught a few nice balls from the quarterbacks there, the Emory Jones and DiNucci. And so did a couple of those tight ends. Joshua, his name actually eludes me right now. The kid from South Carolina.
Oh, Josh Simon. So did, Josh Simon. Yeah,
Josh Simon. Yeah, and Juan Diaz also. They look pretty good. You know, catching passes from those guys in the very limited amount of practice that we saw. Those guys look good. And Nick Nash is definitely a guy that, you know, you could see him making the roster. You know, you could see him being the fifth wide receiver or at least someone there for depth and getting some playing time potentially. He's got a lot of size. He can catch passes. I mean,
I'm excited,
good
man.
Good college player.
Can't wait to be up at camp, man. Hey, look, we went to an entire conversation without mentioning Kyle Pitts. All right, brother. Mark, have a great week, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, gentlemen. Take care.
You got it. Mark Ramadi, guys. Catch him on ESPN.com. This hour of Dukes and Bell, guys, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. More with Abe and for Carl. We got some guy talk to get into. Want to refire this conversation we had about Trey Young? Because people are interested about this new GM or president or grand poobah of basketball operations. Also, guys, Abe says nobody cares that Bill Belichick was having sex with a teenager.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Next. Where to play is play. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Thanks to our man, Mark Romani, for coming on Talking Falcons. We got our man, Abe Gordon, in for Carl Dukes today. The schedule release, of course, last night was official. We were kind of sort of spitballing it yesterday, and we had it about 70% right. We just didn't get the bye week right. We were of the opinion the Falcons' bye week was going to come late. And as you brought the question to Mark, it's in the old days you could kind of decide you want to take it after the trip to Europe if you're playing in the international series. They opted for, I don't know, they want to have a bye that early, but they didn't want to apparently have it that late if that was an option. So we get our bye early in the season. Most NFL folks will tell you you really need it in November and December if you could get it. But we're going to have ours just 5 weeks into the season.
It's a good opportunity to get a trip somewhere while the weather's not too cold if you're heading north, right?
Right.
Because you're talking about, I mean, when is this dang bye week? Let me go to the actual date. First week of October.
Yeah.
You could get somewhere nice. It's not too cold up north, you know?
Right. For perfectly selfish reasons, I was hoping for the weekend of the Las Vegas Grand Prix, but enough about me. Always about me, about me. Hey, man, one of the cool things that the schedule release has become a thing is teams come up with their own creative people that miss, and sometimes it seems like they spend months on this stuff. It's so good. We did a Mario Kart theme that everybody got a kick out of. I guess the only criticism would be, you know, trying to get the actual, you know, actual.
It's just my preference, by the way, and so
the dates of the actual full schedule, but it was kind of cool to kind of do it in pieces and then take a shot at Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson because they're always taking shots at us. They're always parading around in Super Bowl 51 gear and say Falcons are champs, but it's got us for a second. We don't want to talk about it as they zoom by on the beach when they're playing the Dolphins. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of subtle references and jokes being made at obviously there, but also at the Saints and the Bucks and some of the rivals we're going to be facing. So
I think it's well done. It's all commensurate with how teams come at us, and the Saints always love to take their shots. They always do in-game where they got to relive Super Bowl 51, which is the cheapest, stupidest move, but that's what the Saints live for. They don't have it much down there, as Freaky would say, in Stinky Town. The other sidelight to the release of the schedule was a minor controversy. Some are simply saying the Chargers did a Minecraft schedule release better than the Indianapolis Colts did. And then the Colts, some people tried to make a big deal out of the fact they had a Dolphin that was supposed to be Tariq Hill getting pulled over by the Coast Guard.
Yeah, and look,
they pulled it about an hour later.
They pulled it, and they're also saying that maybe they didn't get the rights that they need to from Microsoft for the Minecraft imagery, but I think they just didn't do as good a job as the Chargers. They realized that, and they went ahead and deleted it. That's my story.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe that an NFL team did not get the proper permissions. I mean, this is what they do. They put out all this content, so it's kind of – that one's kind of
also,
hard.
If one team got permission, it feels like it's
you
kind
know,
of
– so.
Yeah, and the Chargers just did a better job with their interpretation of Minecraft. We talked about ours with Mario Kart. We're getting good reviews around the league. Other people are saying we did a nice job, so it's kind of generally accepted that we did a really knock-it-out-of-the-park deal. We mentioned that Game of Thrones release we did a couple of years ago that was so killer. And then the one that a lot of folks kind of feel, give a hats off to the Tennessee Titans. They did sort of the man and woman on the street a few years ago that was a big hit. This year they do a takeoff on all the pharmaceutical commercials with Schedule Reezy and see if Schedule Reezy is right for you. And they talk about the Colts, you may get foot and mouth disease.
Yeah, there's a lot of side effects of Schedule Reezy that parlayed themselves into whatever opponent it was going to be. That was really creative. So, yeah, I think the Titans are the one and the Falcons are the other that just almost unanimously are of two of the top three schedule releases just around. I did know a lot of people like the Chargers. And I do got to pat myself on the back. I told you at least one team would go with that wake-up routine schedule release. And one team did, so I feel justified.
Okay, and but to explain what you're talking about.
I got to get it right at some point. Well, I always find it interesting to try and gauge or guess like what is hot and viral that teams are going to get. And we should have, by the way, come up with Minecraft. That movie's $500 million or whatever it is.
Right.
That one would have made sense to take a guess. But yeah, I said that someone's going to come out with a schedule release in the way of that morning routine where the guy dips his face, the fitness influencer dips his face in the ice water and does the red light therapy and all that, and someone came out with it. So
right
I
on.
Feel good about that.
Speaking of memes, Carrie hit us up at Dukes and Bell. You've got a picture of whatever the Jenner, is it Kendall Jenner that Timothée Chalamet is dating?
Kylie?
I lose track on all of those people. They're soul-sucking succubuses, and don't get too close because they will curse your life. See what's happened, all the pro athletes have gotten involved. Don't do it, Timothy. But anyway, there's a pretty cute photo of her looking at him lovingly on the sideline, and it says, that's her, and then he would be the 25 Falcon. Because hope springs eternal every time we get into the schedule release. I hear you, babe. Hey, man, one of the other stories today, Abe says it's not a story. He doesn't care when a man who's in his 70s is having sex with a younger woman. Some folks say that Pablo Torre has gone too far with his expose on Belichick. The news that dropped today, more information coming out that basically says, now you know why Jordan Hudson got so upset on that CBS Sunday morning interview to promote his book, because apparently she was now 19 or maybe even younger when when Bill Belichick and her started their relationship, which would mean the guy that came out of the woodwork a few weeks ago that said he was in a relationship with her before Belichick would mean that she was 18 or 19 when she was dating a 62-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Wait, God bless, mazel tov, live and let live. But as I said earlier to Abe, some folks say it's just kind of funny with Bill Belichick, the control freak, now seeing this personal life seeming to unravel a little bit, and the fact that some North Carolina boosters may be having buyer's remorse over the soap opera they've inherited.
Yeah, well, the football side of this is one thing. For me, in terms of their relationship, it is binary code. It is black or white. Either she was 18, 19, or 20, or if you want to go the other way, she wasn't. If she wasn't, that's a real problem. If she was, I don't care if she was 18 and 3 days later, 20, 19, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's either legal or not legal. It's not that right. Fuzzy.
No, and as I said to Abe, it's just, you know, Belichick, we had a big in-depth conversation. You know, always rewind on the Odyssey app to the 3 o'clock hour. But we were just talking about, look, Belichick, especially now and in Boston radio, they're talking about, I joked around with Day-Day. I said, oh, yeah, new quarterback. I got to get home to my 19-year-old. Let Joe Judge coach the offense. No, because it's guys are running with these jokes because a guy that was so meticulous in the way things went, and now people, yes, I get it. It's a huge leap to blame a 19-year-old girlfriend or 20-year-old for the unraveling of the Patriots. The major culprit there would be Tom Brady, who Belichick finally alienated the point that he left. So either way, some folks are having a lot of fun with this because Belichick was just a relentless, merciless pain in the ass to so many folks up in New England that covered this team. So that's why folks are kind of enjoying the soap opera.
Yeah, and the big fascination to your point is that it's just so out of character for what Bill Belichick built over the course of, 40, 45 years
right.
Involved in the NFL. It just doesn't seem like something he would do.
Right. And don't forget, guys, and I wanted Harbaugh, we talked about this. I just felt, and this is just my two cents, I felt that I don't want his third act. The way things went in New England, and also more important, regardless of his personal life, Abe, his inability to draft quality players, including skill position. So I don't know what he would have done here in Atlanta, but that doesn't mean that I was all in for Coach Raheem Morris. I wasn't. I wasn't excited about that. But once the die was cast, you got to pivot and get behind the guy. I was interested in Jim Harbaugh. Either way, Belichick, imagine if he was head coach in Atlanta and all this had dropped.
Yeah, I didn't want him either, Mike. I just thought that he had lost his fastball, if we're going to be honest, in regards right. to. And also, there was all those discussions about relating to today's players and how he handles the team and that sort of thing. I didn't want any part of that, but certainly I would double down on that stance now because it's an absolute sideshow. And I'm sure there are multiple NFL teams who are laughing at UNC saying, I can't believe you guys are involved in this sideshow. Glad it's not us. And I think we're one of them.
And the $1 million buyout comes up next month, right? After June 1st.
A couple weeks, maybe.
From 10 mil to a million. A lot of folks felt he was trying to reestablish himself and get back in the NFL. Hey, guys, 92.9 The Game. We are your home for major championship golf. Obviously, we had the Masters, and now it's time for the PGA Championship, which kicked off this morning up in Charlotte. Leaderboard update brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. Come visit their new locations, and you've heard me on the radio using Georgia Hemp products. It gets the job done. And by Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. Don't forget, guys, Andy Randy at Twin Peaks in Buckhead coming up tomorrow. PGA Championship coverage continues all week on 92.9 The Game. Right now up there, the guy that's at the leaderboard on top is Ryan Gerard. Had to look him up. Wasn't familiar with him, Abe. A 25-year-old who went to UNC Chapel Hill, speaking of the Tar Heels, grew up in the area, so I guess he's got some experience up there at Quail Hollow. So he shoots a 5-under, Luke Donald at 4-under, Keegan Bradley at 3-under, Adam Scott at 3-under. He's on hole 11, so he's got a chance to make some hay. Scotty Scheffler, he shot a 69, so 2-under for him. Morikawa is at 1-under. He's still got half the course to play. John Rahm, the best of the LIV golfers. John Rahm at 1-under. A lot of the other guys, Phil Mickelson, was, what did you say, 7-over?
He was 8. I think you saw it at 7, so you may have picked one back up. Also, real quick, Cam Davis just birdied a par 3-4 and birdied a par 3-6. He now has gone to 6-under, so he's now alone in the lead. That just happened.
Eric Cole, if you know who he is, had a hole-in-one on number 4. Bryson DeChambeau, I mentioned the LIV golfers that are struggling. He's 1-over through 8, plenty of golf to play. From the Atlantic Connection for Arthur Blank's golf team, Patrick Cantlay at 3-over. Meanwhile, Rory shot a 74. So I don't know if somebody was talking to him out there. Either way, not a good start for Rory to win the PGA. Again, guys, more updates throughout the rest of the week right here on 92.9. Guys, we got a big 5 o'clock hour. Drake Baldwin is on fire. I say get rid of Murphy. Get him out of here. Guys are saying I'm crazy. Grant will probably say the same thing coming up at 5:20. The Braves did get a win today. More about what Ronald Acuna had to say to Snitker. But next, more on the Falcons schedule with Abe and Ficarra.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.